Trumas, Parakei Mishnah Zayin. Sa Sruma Shanafla Lamea. If one Sa of Truma falls into 100 of Chulin, Higbiya V'Nafla Acheres. So the guy takes it out because it was not Madum, it was 100 versus 1. So he had to take out that he shouldn't take from the Kohanim. So he takes it out. V'Nafla Acheres. And lo and behold, another one of Truma now falls in. So now he's got to take out a second one. So Higbiya, he picks that up. Again, the second one, when it fell in, it's also Batal, because there's 100 of Chulin versus the one of Truma. So Mishnah says, Harei Zumuteres, this one is also good. The Rav says you have to pick it up just like you did the first one, but you take it out, same way, Acha Tirbet Truma Al HaChulin. Until you get to the point, the Rav explains, that you have more Truma than Chulin, which means that this process happens 50 more times. So there's 51 of Truma versus the 50 of Chulin. Now, obviously, they're not sitting there at the same time, but the Rav says the Chshash is, or at least the Rash says, and the Rav is going with the Shitas HaRash, is that every time you took one of them out, there's a concern that the one that you took out was actually Chulin, and you actually took out Chulin, maybe. There is a chance that you took out Chulin 50 times, every single time you took out Chulin. And if that happened, you had a Rov of Truma, 51 of Truma versus 50 of Chulin, if this procedure happens 50 times. Most of the other Mefarshim don't learn this way. The Rambam, Taisis Yontif, Tferes Yisrael, they learn a little bit differently. And you can also see the Mishnah Rishona that he has a very nice pshat on how this works. Not that there's an assumption that what you're taking out is always Chulin, but rather the ratios are constantly changing because there's always additions of a sliver of Truma, because what you took out initially was 1/101st, and then as more saws fell in, the proportion keeps slightly changing until you get to 50. But you can look in the Mishnah Rishona in depth on that as well.